Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, of all people, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, it's me too. It's me too.
It's you.
Shocking, I know.
Got a good episode for you guys today. I'm hungry. Yeah. Buffet or fine dining. I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was just, there's a new gym opening up in this area. It's in Scottsdale. I'm not going to name any names, but you know, the owners who are obviously never been gym owners before are so excited. They're in their space and they're talking about all the things that are going to offer.
Yeah.
And I've been there, man. I was like super pumped when I was opening my gym and I'm just watching this video and every new service, I just get cringier and cringier and cringier. It's like, we're going to have tanning and the best group classes and we're going to have IV therapy and recovery sessions, cold sauna, cryo, or a cold plunge, sauna, cryo, Nordic boots, nutrition, doctors on site, hormones, dude. Deep boop beep bop. I'm like, oh my God, it's everything.
Yeah.
And they want to make this big, you know, health and wellness, you know,
in a big footprint too.
Yeah. Like 15,000, 20,000 square feet. Yeah. Something, you know, it's just like, it's awesome. Look, I get it. You're very excited, but I got to thinking and I'm starting to think about, you know, our model and all the businesses that we work with and really the most successful ones have one thing.
Yes.
You know, they don't have all these ancillary services. And if they do, it's because they're supporting a subpar product on the front end. Like their group training might be suffering. So they've got, you know, a red light therapy sauna and all these things on top of it just to try to kind of prop up the core business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny, like through our own journey here, we had two services forever, right? Large group training, boot camp style, metabolic conditioning, and we had semi-private training. Mm-hmm. That's what we had. We just had it for years. And neither were like the best they could be. When we got rid of large group training and just went all in on semi-private training, we made it the best it can be, the best in the area, the best in class. We have the best, you know, software that runs our programming that we created, all of the things. The equipment, the way we laid out the gym is all congruent with delivering one key core service. And the numbers, you know, reflect that.
Yeah.
The numbers don't lie. And we've got great, great numbers here at this gym. And I'm just thinking like, you can't serve everybody.
Yeah.
We don't want to serve everybody. And we start looking at the types of clients that different styles of gyms attract versus I know the type of client there, this particular gym that I was just talking about is trying to attract. And I just don't know if they're going to be able to do it with all of these things.
No, I don't think to the rate that they're going to need to pay their bills. You know what I mean? Not
there's
for the long haul.
Big overhead.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a couple things that come to mind right away when you mentioned them or like we're talking about that, you know, that serving that many people are that wide, right? You've got the old saying of, you know, the jack of all trades, master of none. Which basically tells you, you know, I could be competent in a bunch of areas, but I'm not really great at any one of them.
Right.
But it's also like, you know, goes back to the saying that we used to say, it's who's going to make more money, who has the better opportunity, the general practitioner or the
specialist,
you know, the neurosurgeon or whatever it may be. You know, there's another, and maybe it's an old saying as well, but it's, you know, if you serve everybody, you serve nobody. And that's, When gyms come to us all the time, I mean, all of the time with gyms that are pre-open, the conversation with them is typically, you know, I'll ask them straight up, like, who do you plan on serving? And it's always, we'll cater to anybody. I could do, you know, fat loss. We could do active aging. We could do sports performance. We could do youth sports performance. We could do all of it. And I'm like, just because you can doesn't mean you should, though, you know? And to me, it's like starting with, yeah, I guess you kind of throw everything on the table and you say, all right, let's just start here. And then you kind of figure it out over time. But I would much rather go in with specificity, an idea, a game plan, knowledge around where, you know, the majority of the revenue is going to come from, the stability side of it, than have to throw everything at it in order to just get by.
Right. I don't want to throw all these things at them, all this overhead, all this equipment, and just to find out that these three are the laggards and these two are the best. And then just get rid. And then you have this giant space with nobody using all these other things, and you've already sunk cost in that stuff. And you're right. Coming to a pre-open gym who we have those same conversations, right? Right. Like, why do all these things when you know this is the way?
Yeah.
Right. When I first opened my gym, I used consultants. Thomas Plummer and some guys I met at URSA, and I did, you know, consultants, and I tried to figure out the right way before I just threw everything out there just to find out. So that's what you pay for. You pay for consultation. You pay for speed. You pay for somebody else's mistakes so you don't have to make them.
Yeah, very good way to say that.
Right? And even where I was in my life, 28 years old, you know, really into bodybuilding style training, and even then I was smart enough to say that the 8% of the market is the bodybuilder and the rest of these other folks are general population. I don't, even though I would enjoy sticking in the bodybuilding, powerlifting world, sports, heavy lifting style training, I knew that wasn't where the money was. Yeah. And I wasn't interested in having a hobby. I was interested in having a business. And, you know, yeah, I like training the hard body, you know, bikini models and the freaking, you know, like that was awesome.
Sure.
It would have been awesome, right? To train that style, kick shit out of everybody, high five, fuck, you know, let's go, bro. I knew better, right? The bigger piece of the pie was over here in general population. Let's be the best at general population clients, you know, and I think the majority of, no matter where you start in your business, you kind of always end up 40 to 50 plus female.
Well, because data doesn't lie, right? And like when you get in there and you start cutting your teeth to it, like you find out that all of those other fun things, you're working really hard to try and convince somebody to continue to spend money with you that they don't have in for something that, you know, they don't really hold to that much value. When, what is it now? 82% of the nation, you know, has never had a gym membership still.
It's gone up. It's 20% now versus it was 16%. Now it's 20%.
So 80% of this nation still to this date has never had a gym membership, right? So if we're talking to where the problem lies, and where our greatest opportunity is, follow the math, follow the data, put yourself in the greatest opportunity, much like your decisions to hire consultants and be guided towards your best chance at winning as a business owner, not showing up and having, you know, a fun time training and then going to your second job to pay your bills.
Yeah, that's not what it's all about.
Hey guys, as you know, at Built to Grow, we're all about systems and scalability. And that's why I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Semi-Private Pro. Several years ago, I was in our gym looking around and I noticed our coaches were staring at their clipboards, struggling to stay one step ahead of the clients. And I thought, gosh, there has to be a better way. So I tasked Zach, our fitness director, and I said, dude, we got to find a software that would enhance our clients' training experience and increase our coaches' levels of engagement. See, we're all about client experience here. After countless demos, we realized there was literally nothing designed for our training model. So we set out on a mission and I said, look, we got to create an app that is designed specifically for semi-private training. And I can tell you guys this firsthand, this is taking our training to new heights, and I'm confident it can do the same thing for you. See, with Semi-Private Pro, you can streamline your training system, enhance client engagement, and scale like never before without spending hours on programming. To learn more about how you can get started with Semi-Private Pro, head on over to special link here, semiprivatepro.com/BTG, that's Built to Grow. So just head on over real quick to semiprivatepro.com/BTG to check out a demo for yourself.
So the, you know, the title of this episode is Fine Dining versus Buffet. And really the point of that is you go to a buffet, you got, well, there are some really good ones in Vegas. You know, it's like a Golden Corral, right? Sure. Everybody's heard of that one. You just got all this general food. It's fried, it's crap, it's processed, it's garbage, the lettuce is brown. You just got this kind of every food under the planet. You know, you got some fried shrimp, you got the Asian cuisine over here, you got some guy carving some prime rib, yep, and everything in between. And it's cheap, it's low quality, and it just serves everybody. And you start to look, step back and like, okay, man, they're doing this buffet for, you know, $14.99, yeah, all you can eat, you know, kids eat free on Wednesdays type of deal. Don't ask me how I know. I used to, you know, especially in college.
We get football and you get all that stuff.
Just got to eat as much, yeah, many calories as possible. But you look at, you look at the folks in there.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not saying nothing. I'm just saying, like, where are these Golden Corrals in? They're not going to be in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're not going to be in Newport Beach. They're going to be in small towns, rural America.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
Yeah.
And a little less money, a little cheaper food, one size fits all, goes feed your family on a budget, all these great things. And there's definitely a need for that. But then you look at your gym.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the type of product you want to put out there in your market? Like, do I want to attract? And by the way, when those families leave, they're not cleaning up after themselves. The freaking food's all over the floor. You've all seen it. I'm not, you know, this is, what do you mean? I've never seen that before, Tim.
Buffet you've ever left.
It's, right? It looks like a bomb exploded. Yeah. Hell, I've left plenty of those messes myself. But the point is that who we want to attract in our one size fits all, every service available under the sun model? Or you take, you know, hey, I went over to Thanksgiving, went to Mastro's. Mm-hmm. Little fine dining. You guys have been to Mastro's, you understand. You get the napkin, they fold it right there on your, you know, they even change the napkin.
The white to the blacks, right?
Yeah, yep. They change the napkin depending on the attire of the female, right?
Yep, absolutely.
And you've all been to a nice fine dining establishment. The prices are through the roof, but you look around. You look at the people. You're like, okay, these guys, everybody's on another level, a little up, you know.
Well, and
the game is up.
You're paying for an experience. You're not paying for the food.
Oh, I'm paying for that food.
Well, but to my point, but it's part of the experience, right? Like, if you go into a Golden Corral and you have a prime rib, or you go to fine dining and you order a prime rib, you're getting a prime rib. The quality of the food is going to be different. But the experience around that is entirely different. And that's much like walking into a gym. If you're attracting people who just want to work out, or you're attracting people who want a result and are looking for, you know, a more substantial choice, the value of what they're walking away with. But the other end of that is the product that you bring to the table. You said that, you know, your product is what's attracting the clientele. The type of services that you're not going to have a Golden Corral and be able to charge fine dining prices because the marketplace decided they're willing to pay more. No, they're going to pay for what they know to be true. And that's group training, buffet style prices, competitive with, you know, other buffets and other services out there that are at that rate. And so you don't have the luxury of saying, oh, I'm going to be the most, you know, I'm going to be fine dining prices and experience.
Be the most expensive buffet in town.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to be limited, right? But you're never going to touch you're not going to have a $35, that'd be probably the low end of an a la carte steak, right, at a fine dining restaurant.
Dude,
right?
Where have you been, man?
But to that point,
I'm going to go back to this prime rib example, yeah, man. You know, you've never had, you have had.
I know, you know damn straight I've had those.
But you know, the quality of the meat Golden Corral is not the same quality of meat, you know, the Wagyu, you know, Snake River Farm style.
A4, yeah.
Right, at the Mastro's. So yeah, although the prime rib is the same cut, the quality of that meat is different. So the training is the prime rib, right? Like, you could have, to the consumer, you might have training workouts over here in the buffet, but you also have workouts, the prime rib at the fine dining established in your training gym, right? It's a different quality. Mm-hmm. The quality of the coach, the quality of the waiter, the quality of the experience, the facility itself, the smell, the look, the, mm-hmm, you know, the equipment. There was a fitness conference style place held, you know, a while back at somebody's gym. You know, it was hosted at a gym and it was hosted somewhere else. And I was looking at some of the pictures of the facility. I'm like, how do you have a facility that is not clean? There's crap on the floor. And I was just looking at it like that. How you do one thing is how you do everything.
Amen.
You can't have a high quality product and just have trash overflowing at the same time. You can't have a high-priced program and have dust bunnies everywhere. Mm-hmm. You can't have a fine dining experience and have coaches that don't serve your clients, waiters that don't show up at the table or don't know how to serve, don't know how to train. It just, they're not congruent.
Yeah.
You have to, how you do one thing is how you do everything. You have to do all of it the same. And everybody who knows, have worked with me or even been to some of our, I'm pretty stickler on the details. Sure. Like I really care about the little things. So a lot of things would be like, eh, I don't, you know, down to the carabiner on the badges.
A clip on our badges.
I want our carabiners to keep the badges front forward. So like no matter which way you put it on, they don't flip around. And you know that, why 10, come on. That's no big deal. It's a big deal.
Sure.
It's a big deal.
When you have that level of attention on the small things, nothing gets missed.
Right.
And that's the thing is like, you know, most gym owners, or most people would just say those attention that doesn't matter. But then where is the threshold of when things do become stuff that matters?
Where's
right?
the line?
Exactly.
It's so just going to carry over to the yep. important
and
things.
And so now
right?
more things are just kind of pushed through as opposed to having yeah. attention. And we talk about it in our coaching program. I mean, one of the reason we start with mindset, and it's not just about the owner knowing what they're doing, but it's the intentionality around everything in your business. One of the things I tell everyone, I was like, hey, if I ask you why you do something in your business and you can't give me a logical reason why, I'm going to challenge you on, is that the best way to go about that aspect of your business then? If you don't have, if you're not convicted in your choice, you basically haven't made a choice.
Or if your answer is just the way we've always done it.
Yep.
That's another way. I mean,
and that's so common. I mean,
well, when you bring a new coach in, that's trained somewhere else. We've done this plenty of times. We want to hear from them.
Sure.
If you think like Zach will say in a team meetings, if you think we can do something better, more quality, better than we're doing right now, and it's your obligation to bring this up. Let's talk about it because, yeah, we do things a certain way because we believe it's the right way. But like, hey, you came from another eye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey man, why don't we put the equipment this way? You know what? That's not a bad idea. Let's do it.
Let's go one step further though, because I know Zach and I talked about this, because you don't want that happening on the floor. You don't want that happening with a coach talking to your clients or going off script, right? So with clarity on that, Zach provides the opportunity for that level of conversation yeah. in team meetings and things like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's discussed amongst the team. It's not, you know, the coach's option to bring that to the floor before the team and everybody have the buy-in together.
Sure.
So
sure.
that's something that's, you know, important to just clarify is like, it's not like the coach gets to go run and show and do what they bring to the table. It's, hey, if you see something
on the fly.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like that's the opposite of what we're yeah. trying to accomplish. It's, hey, bring it to the team. If you see opportunity, let's have that discussion. And there could be things that they feel are better or they feel like they could, you know, present that or do something a little bit different. But they don't know why you guys do it the way you do it, Legacy. And then they understand once they have that adoption. But that happens in a team meeting.
Sure.
It happens through communication as a whole. And the decision is made collectively on how to go and present that to our consumer.
Yeah, that's just another level, leveling up the service. Mm-hmm. And this is fine dining. Don't, you know, they have team meetings and there's fine dining.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they do kickoff meetings and stuff. There's a book called Unreasonable Hospitality. And Will Gadara, somebody who I really respect. I mean, I blew through that book. Like it was a story after a story. But one of the things, you know, he really, it's a fine dining restaurant. It's, God, I don't remember the name of the, I don't go to New York a lot. Everybody listening in New York, like it's some, this is the name of the restaurant. Something 12. I
don't remember.
Whatever. At 12 Madison. So, long story short is they have their team meetings. It was like, it was non-negotiable. They do their kickoffs. They have all like, they switch front of the house, back in the house, and they're kind of always trying to refine and simplify. And if there's a reason to do things more efficiently, it's their obligation to bring it up. Same thing here with your gyms, it should be.
Yeah.
Same thing with here. But if you're not having team meetings, I mean, the easiest example is this. You go to any gym in America or the world, the kettlebell swing's taught differently.
Just, yes,
you've got the Russian American CrossFit version, the squat pattern versus the hip thrust, like hip hinging, all of the, what is the way you believe here at your gym? Because The worst thing you can do is have Coach A teach kettlebell swing one way, and then Coach B teach the same client kettlebell swing version 2 and even version 3 and 4.
Oh, yeah.
I can go, I mean, I go to a big box gym. I see 3 different coaches teaching kettlebell swing 3 different way. One that's knee dominant, one's hip dominant, one's overhead past the ears, one's hip, you know, like, oh, my God.
You know the one that drives me nuts? Lat pull downs. Why is there, it's a back workout. Why are they having clients doing a traditional lat pull down where it's like all arm movement? And I'm like, for some reason, but again, same thing. There's got to be a level of consistency across your coaches.
You got to have your coaches. So in our team meetings, right, we have them 4 days a week. We meet, Zach meets with the team at that overlap, which we'll talk maybe on another episode about block scheduling. That's one of the best things we've ever done. We've been doing it forever, but I'm just saying, like, that overlap from the morning shift and afternoon shift is at noon. Noon to 1, we got team meetings, we got podcasts, coach the coach, all the things during that.
And team, the team workout, Fridays he mentioned, yeah.
All of that's in that overlap time. If you're not even meeting with your team once a week, if you're not meeting with them once a month, you're missing the boat.
Yeah.
You're going to end up being the buffet. And unfortunately, the service quality is going
to
go down.
Well, and it comes back to, I mean, you're not leading a team.
Hey, successful gym owners. Is your gym on solid ground pulling in at least $30,000 per month? But you're wondering what's next? Well, we've got the answer for you. It's the Iron Circle. The Iron Circle is an exclusive growth community tailored specifically to gym owners just like you. Those striving for the next level of success. We're all about real-world knowledge and strategies to boost your business to new heights. To find out more, visit our website at ironcircle.net. It's the Iron Circle because you're not just running a gym, you are building a legacy. All right, let's get back to the show.
You know what I mean? You've set the stand, the play, or you've done that, but now it's like a coach, like having a preseason meeting with your team and then sending them off to go compete every week without you having any influence in the game, right? Or no practice or... Yeah. Any of that, like that's, I mean, even I talk about game film, you know, like the reason teams prepare that much right ahead of games is because they're bringing everything. What is the best opportunity to win today with what we have going in and with the knowledge and the evidence, right? So it's looking at the data of your business. It's taking the feedback from the coach, the new coach or whatever it may be. Like, what is all of the information that we get to play with? Let's make sure that we have one solid plan moving forward.
Yeah.
And then we go execute, run the play.
Yeah. Gym owners, this is not a hobby.
No.
This is, you got to be all in. Mm-hmm. It's just everything matters. That doesn't matter, Tim. Everything matters. Everything matters. I'll give you a great example. This is 15 years, never happened. It happened this last weekend. We had a client in the gym working out after hours because we have a 24-hour door. So we let our clients come in. And it was nighttime and, you know, our lights are a motion sensor. She was off in the corner doing a workout on the treadmill or whatever. And the lights turned off. Okay. Well, how do you turn them back on if you're over in the corner? But she couldn't see. Mm-hmm. She's like, thank God I knew where the controls were, but like, I didn't know how to turn them back on. She, you know, nobody ever taught her. Nobody, it's never come up.
Sure.
Because people move, anytime you move around in the gym, the lights are on.
Yeah.
But if she's in the corner doing just a tread workout for 30 minutes, like, okay, well, that
I didn't pick it. Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out how to even fix this problem. But like, she had to get off the treadmill and just, you know, walk around and they kick back on. But like, she was in a, you know, vulnerable position on that treadmill. Yo, I wouldn't have thought of that. Like, we're going to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. So problem came up. You guys have the information to make a decision to what to do with the information. And you're figuring out the solution to the problem that showed up.
I mean, we got to change the light structure.
Maybe there's a timing. Yeah. Maybe the timer has to be on longer or something.
I don't know how even to change that. It's up in the ceiling up there, man. I don't know. Maybe we'll have a little.
That's when you hire somebody who knows the answer to it.
We'll have to figure this one out. But you know, 15, 16 years, it's never even come up. So like, it's a one-off thing. I don't know. It's not like it's happening every day. I just got to figure something out. Maybe just turn off the 24-hour door. I don't know. That could be the option.
It could be.
Yeah. Anyways, always improving. Like always having things to deal with. You've got to have a problem solution mentality in your facility. You got to make it the best it can be. Fix the problems as they arise. Hopefully, you don't have problems. Right.
Yeah.
going into a model where it's not the buffet from day one. Let's start with the fine dining experience, a high premium, attracting high clientele, charge a premium for it, and you'll be much further ahead than trying to be a one-size-fits-all.
Yeah, model. And if you have a problem that does, fix the problem when it comes up the first time, right? Don't just let that problem be like, oh, yeah, you know, we'll just continue. Because that's something that I see all the time is like if a problem exists, it's going to continue to happen until you've addressed that problem. And gym owners notoriously are known for what do you do spending your days putting out fires? Well, how many of those fires could you just put to bed after the first time that, you know, it started? If you just implement a solution and then stick to that solution, that's what doing business is. Just make it, refine it and just continue to optimize it over time. And a lot of those things they self-regulate after you've implemented a solution for them. You figure out the light situation. It won't be a problem again, but you also have the choice of not doing anything. And maybe it's the next 15 years or maybe it's tomorrow that it happens again. But
I'll figure it out. I think I have a solution in my head right now. I'll tell Zach about it. I just thought about it. All right. So listen, guys, you have options. I would much rather, when you're opening your gym, would much rather serve a higher end clientele, much less people, fine dining experience versus a buffet. You're on your own of what you want to do. I know after 15 years, this is definitely the boat I want to be in over here on this side. Can you do good things in another model? Sure. I think it's a different model. I think it's obviously a completely different business itself. So you can do a high volume, low price. There's plenty, like Planet Fitness does that very well. That's just not where I want to be. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you guys, gym owners. I just wanted to kind of throw that out there so you can see the two sides and pick a side. If you guys need help with anything, we'll put the link in the show notes, pfmarketingsolutions.com/call. That would be a good place to start. Book a time with Randy, and we'll get you sorted. Hopefully that helps, guys. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.